Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody. Hello, and a warm welcome to Voice Rising, where each week we are diving into the big questions on how we as a humanity can fine-tune our body, mind, spirit system and heal through sound consciousness. And there's no one better to explore with us these bigger questions of meaning than the singer, visionary, and yogi, Regula Kürti, who was born in Switzerland and Regula received her musical training at the University in Zurich, and later she completed her master's in music therapy, and her interests have always been the healing aspect of music. Through singing, she found healing in a higher consciousness, and from music, the gift came to help other people, and this inspired her to establish Beyond Foundation and to build Zeixiao Center for Yoga and Music Therapy. So I welcome warmly Regula, and thank you so much for being with me here today on the Voice Rising show.
Thank you so much, Kara, for the introduction. I'm very pleased to be with you for the next hour. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I know that music has always been a very big part of your life, and I would love to ask you this question. If you remember the decisive point that you experienced such oneness with your voice and such beauty that you knew that the voice was going to be your true calling, that singing was going to be a spiritual practice.
I think I already brought it to this planet. I think vibration is everywhere. It's already in the womb of our mother. My mother, she was singing a lot, and she loved music. So she listened a lot of music, and I think I got it already when I was in her womb. And when I was born, she continued singing all the time, lullabies and hummings. And she was actually the one who taught me, when you're sad and when you are lonely, then you just have to sing and everything changes. So I somehow was born with vibration and with the voice of my mother. And then she taught me all the children's songs, of course, and my grandmother was also singing with me, so there was music and singing all my life, and I just felt that there is something in my voice where I can completely forget whatever is bothering me. That my voice is always with me. It is something which I can trust, I can refer to, and then I don't feel lonely, and then I feel myself. It's about feeling myself and being alive by soundings. So this I explored when I was already a little child.
Wow, very beautiful. Is this what also led you to your work also with children? I saw that you have released a beautiful CD with mantras and songs for children. Is that one of the inspirations, knowing that your mother's voice and your grandmother's voice, that we have the opportunity also as not only mothers, but as a community to give the songs also to our children that they can carry them forth?
Yes, I definitely believe that whatever we can give children, they will carry it on into a better world. And when I did my first album with Tina Turner and Dichen Shaktaksai, where we united in Christian prayers and Buddhist prayers, immediately after that, I felt that it is very much needed to share it with the younger generation so that they can carry on and one day share it with their children. So that led me into finding children. I went actually almost into the streets of Zurich to look around, where are Hindu kids, where are children with another religion or another skin color, and we gathered 30 children to produce the album Children Beyond, where we were singing the prayers of all the different world religions, and we gathered in my center and had workshops of several weeks to learn and to share, to dialogue, get to know each other, get to know other cultures, other traditions. And that was what was the output was this album, which I'm very proud of, probably the most proud of, because I still got, after 7 years, I get still many, many wonderful feedbacks of children who like to listen to that CD, like to sleep, or get to be put asleep with the music of Children Beyond, and find healing and find something safe listening to this music.
Yeah, I think everybody, you know, the beautiful thing is that everybody intuitively knows how important it is to sing lullabies to their children, and then for some reason many people stop singing. For some reason, yeah, there are a lot of people that lose mm-hmm. that connection to their true voice, and also the beauty and the intimacy of singing to each other, right? And what Absolutely. Really inspired me about your work was also the community aspect and the healing aspect in an age where mm-hmm. so much had gone into the entertainment industry, where somebody's standing on stage and singing for an audience who's very quiet and listening. A lot mm-hmm. of your work is not only this aspect of course doing concerts and CDs, but also involving the people to really find their voice, involving the children and adults to really understand that beauty and that power of their own true voice.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I found out one morning when I was singing with a group of people. We sing every Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, where a holy window opens. It's a sacred moment, 2 hours before the sun rises. And many, many religions, they sing in the morning. So we have the tradition since many, many years. We sing Wednesday at 5 in the morning and 5 in the evening when the sacred windows are opening. And there was one morning, and I was singing with my group, and I felt very strongly that I belong to those people in my center, that I have to sing always with my people directly, but that there is an energy which has to be carried out into the world as well, but without me going on stage and performing in all the countries and touring all around, that I belong to my people in my family and in my center around my village. And it is important that I sing with them and I don't lose energy by traveling around. And then the first album was created because music can travel without you, which is wonderful. It can reach out into a room where a child is born, into a hospital, into a room where somebody is about dying. But without me, the vibration can be there with a digital music or with an album. And so that was like that was the motivation that I realized it is very important that we sing together in a group and then we can merge our voices, but that we can reach out with an album into the world and sharing that vibration.
Right. That's very beautiful. It reminds me also how there are so many beautiful souls who have created what some called ashrams, where they also are not traveling, and yet other people travel and gain and gather the experience. And you're so correct that with music, these are like wings, right? The wings of the bird to the music can take it to all different directions. Mm-hmm. And what I hear a lot is, what I've heard a lot is the beautiful word beyond, right? With this extension, mm-hmm. this expansion. And now I know that you know this poem. It's called A Great Wagon by Rumi. And the middle verse, one of my favorites, says, out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field, and I'll meet you there. And I wanted to know how this image of out beyond ideas and wrongdoing and right doing, how it changed you, and if it's true that these lines inspired the whole beyond movement that's taking over the world slowly, if these were the lines that inspired you to name many of your works, actually, beyond.
Yes, I think, you know, trouble in the world is caused by judgment, what is right and what is wrong. And by arguing, from the moment on, we go beyond right is wrong, and we open a new space to meet more on a heart level where there is just acceptance and where we just embrace. Then we get to know the person really, and we can feel somebody more on a compassionate vibration than not with a critical mind. And when I started to walk around with this poem by Rumi, I felt walking through a city like London or New York, I felt so that my heart opens, that I would like to embrace all those people with all the different shades of culture and colors, that I would like to embrace them and to get to know them on a heart level, because everybody has his own story, his own longings, and to meet them from heart right. to heart in a neutral field where there is no judgment, then the world starts to sing.
Ah, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And it's so true. I think that's where I see that there are two other lines from this A Great Wagon from Rumi, and it talks about when you wake up in the morning. Actually, it goes like this. Today, like every day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down a musical instrument and let the beauty we love be what we do. And mm-hmm. this actually, when I saw this image of take down the musical instrument and let the beauty we love be what we do, brought me actually to your newest brainchild called Beyond Music. Because Beyond Music, and you can share with us this very big vision actually, Beyond Music seems like it's taking this field of no right doing and no wrong doing and no judgments and bringing it actually where all the cultures of the world are going to fuse and come together in the most magnificent rainbow of humanity, and you're expanding, going from albums where you yourself are on the albums into a much bigger arena. And maybe you can speak a little bit about Beyond Music, your new brainchild.
Mm-hmm. Well, after I have done the four albums and United at the end, all five world religions, I thought that I would like to go really beyond now, beyond gender. So it's not about just women to sing with. It's about singing with men, women, and children, and young people. And that I would like to go beyond all styles of music, also beyond classical, jazz, and rap, whatever. Really going beyond cultures, and I would like to create a world platform, a world community, which you invite people with the same mindset to join, with the same consciousness to join on a digital platform. It's like, let's say, a LinkedIn for musicians upon invitation. So they have to be invited to join the platform, otherwise you can't create a platform where everybody can sign. And so we have created a platform where ambassadors, musicians, singers, producers are inviting musicians to join the platform to collaborate together. So sending their voices out to reach, let's say, I would like to sing with a Mongolian overtone singer living in Russia. I hopefully can find it on the Beyond Music platform and can start collaborating with him. At the end, when we have many collaborations, we will select the best ones and make a new album, so that the new music can reach out again into people's heart and communicate this new consciousness of going beyond together, but this time beyond everything. Let's say there's no limit.
That's very beautiful. Okay, hold that thought. It's time for a station break.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, Schedule one-on-one time and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off from school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah, so here we are back with visionary singer, yogi, and founder of the Beyond Foundation, Regula Kirti. Regula, I apologize, we slipped right into that station break, and I believe we are going to hear now a song called The Mother Within. Are you there? Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, maybe the music will come later. This is a very exciting day for us here at Voice Rising. This is our first show, and so here we are, and I would like to, if we have that track later, I'm sure that it'll be played, but I would like to go...
We can play it whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay, perfect. So here we are. I would like to play a few minutes from this beautiful track that you, I believe, produced and also sang on, and it's entitled The Mother, or it's entitled, yeah, The Mother Within, Regula Kirti.
Money.
Regular, share a little bit about that piece, about, and also this project, right, where all the women's voices are coming together, the Beyond Project, the Mother Within was that track with Regula Kirti, and I believe it was Tina Turner. Who else was with you on that track? Yeah.
It was Bechen Shaktaksai, a wonderful Buddhist voice coming from Tibet, and Saranishini Sataya from India, from Pune, which is a beautiful classical Indian voice, very well known, a beautiful soul, and at the end it was me singing the Christian part. To gather with women and to sing together is really something which I cherish a lot, and found a lot of inspiration in the different tradition and different views, and realizing that the essence of what we do or whatever we believe is the same. It's about raising our voices and singing together and sharing together our compassion and for sound and voicing. So it was a wonderful journey the last 10 years to gather with women and to sing together prayers from all the different traditions.
Yeah, very beautiful. I can imagine. How is it? Are you in studio all at the same time together? So not only singing, but also breaking bread and sipping coffee and tea and laughing? Yeah. Or are you in different studios nowadays as possible and then sharing tracks? How does that work?
So we were developing the music with sharing tracks in the beginning to develop the music. But then there was a moment where we came all together in a studio and staying together for days, working on the tracks, on the recordings, and sharing time together. And that was very important because it's really about getting in touch with each other, looking at each other's eye and crying together and laughing together and being together.
Yeah. So I read a quote from you, and it says, "The time has come to experience ethical values beyond culture and any belief system, values like understanding, compassion, tolerance, and respect. They're simply human values. And music is a universal language to unite people and cultures." So you've released worldwide successfully 4 CDs, I believe, together with Tina Turner and other visionary singers. And you're now reaching even further with the Beyond Music platform, the online platform that's bringing together other musicians, producers, composers. So would you like to share with us a little bit about what your take is on the times that we're living in and why it is so important to you to create these projects for global peace and tolerance?
Yes, I think we all know that the globalization in this world is getting more intensive. Many, many people are moving around, leaving their countries, or they have to leave their countries, and they are living among us, like what we experience a lot in Europe and also in Switzerland, that we have in schools, for instance, in one class, we have 18 different nationalities. Can you imagine? Like, you have 24 children and 18 are from different nationalities. Mm-hmm. So how can you work with so many different children with so many different backgrounds? And the only thing is what we can do is we can sing together and we can play music together, because that is uniting us beyond words, because sometimes we can't even talk to each other. And I remember I have many school projects running in Switzerland in schools. It's called Beyond Cultures. And we organize school concerts where all the kids from the different nationalities, they sing their own songs from their countries. And in the evening, we invite the parents, and you can see that the father from Turkey or from Albania is having tears in his eyes when he sees his daughter or his son singing the songs from their homeland, right, marching with the other children, with the Swiss children and their songs. So I believe it's a way to help to unite and to raise understanding for the other culture, which I think is extremely important in our world, so that we build constantly bridges instead of gaps. And so this is one part of what I feel is so important, to build the bridges. But it also is very important to raise a consciousness for our planet and the love for the beauty on our planet. And that's another thing I think we can reach out with sounds and with vibration to reach into people's heart, to wake them up, like our last CD is called Awakening Beyond, to wake them up to understand how precious it is to live together on this planet, and that we have to take care of each other and of nature and the planet instead of so that we can really create a safe world for the next generations, and that we are responsible and we are part of that dimension. Yep. If we just abuse our planet, if we just abuse other people, we will end. But if we would like to value what the Creator has given us, his incredible, beautiful world, then there is only one way to do that, by building bridges and taking care of what we love.
Right. I think that's so true. The sound consciousness, it's not only between each other as human beings, but the amazing thing, and somewhere, I'm not sure which lake it was in Switzerland, I believe it's Switzerland, where the people were really regenerating lakes that had been polluted through sound. So they were basically putting sound cables into the lakes and able to clarify the water again. And we can heal our planet, not only through the music that we're singing to each other, but literally through the vibrations that we're giving back to the forest, to the trees, right? Just, we have to think that we're like beautiful birds just sharing our love and our joy a little bit more often. Do you agree?
Absolutely, because vibration never dies. Vibration is stored in every plant, in every stone. So that's the wonderful thing about sound and vibration. And when we make beautiful vibrations and beautiful sounds, compassionate sounds, then we nourish the plants. We know that plants are growing better, that hens are giving more eggs and cows more milk if you listen to music. And I think we already know on this planet that the new medicine will also be a sound medicine, a vibrational medicine, rather than just chemistry. So I believe that we will have ahead of us more and more understanding what vibration and sound does to us and to the world.
Yeah, and that's why it's so very important that we have good music on our radio stations, that when we turn on the music that nourishes us and nurtures us, that we have vibrations that are healing. And yeah, exactly. So I think we're getting very close again to that fabulous, wonderful station break. And after that, we're going to go into some more music with Regula Curati. Thank you.
more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
So, welcome back, everybody. Here we are with the wonderful visionary singer, yogi, and founder of the Beyond Foundation, regular Kirti, exploring sound consciousness, well-being, all those just fabulous transformational topics. And regular, I would love to share with our audience a track that is entitled Heavenly Joy. Would you like to say a few words before we put this track on?
Yes, Heavenly Joy is based on Kyrie. Christian in Kyrie. I once was reciting the Kyrie 6,000 times while my husband was in Athos with the Orthodox monks, where I'm not, as a woman, not allowed to be. So luckily I was invited to a monastery nearby in my hometown. And I recited 6,000 times, period. And I was in such a light. I experienced such a light, like a luster of many, many candles, that I decided to compose this track. It was Dechen Shaktaksai and the Buddhist part, and with the same meaning of Kyrie. And it is not only music to be listened to, it's music to dance with. So I got so many feedbacks of people telling me that they created dancing to that track. And that the experience, whenever they listen, you keep the light of lusters turning like in a circle, like my husband experienced in the Orthodox monasteries in Athos at the same time. So that's the story. It's about light and light inside of you.
Beautiful. Then let's listen to a little bit of Heavenly Joy.
Thank you.
One can feel the light permeating every single cell of our body. It's a blessing to have this music. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I have a question for you, because I see that you give so much to so many other artists and singers and children and our communities. And I was wondering about your own personal path as a singer. So how do you practice your, how does your voice practice look like? Do you have any daily rituals or any things that you do to, you know, just nurture the little you, the little big you, while you're also giving so much to our world?
Well, singing is nurturing me every day. That's the first thing I do in the morning. When I take my shower, I do some simple training of my voice up and down, and or adding a song which comes to my mind. And I often sing as a meditation mantra in the morning to clear my mind, to get into a good energy, to plug into something bigger than I am. And that's my daily ritual. And of course, I sing a lot with my for my people. I sing for deep relaxation, my yoga classes, or I sing for my patients. And every time when I sing, I not only reach out with my voice, I nurture myself. I'm never tired. I learned to place my voice in a way that I can sing for hours and I get more and more energy. So I just in the last few years that I walk around doing my house work, like cooking or whatever, walking my dogs, and I discover that I sing my mantras constantly. So, I don't know how it will end if I will sing one day, not talk anymore, but it helps me a lot to just be always in a good vibration.
Yeah, I very much am in resonance with this space, because it happens to me all the time too. And it's also my experience that people who are always singing, and I always invite people to start humming and at least whistling. There's so many people who think they can't sing, but I think if we wake up and we start already humming in the shower and whistling while we're making our tea, or, you know, we just start adding it. I call this the sonic diet plan, right? We just start adding good vibration everywhere we go, and then we're planting the seeds for a more compassionate world, and also just to stay in that high frequency living that we so much love, right? And so that was the first thing with your daily rituals. Are there any foods that you find beneficial as a singer? Do you drink lots of fresh water, or are there any things that you highly recommend? Yes.
Yes, I really know that when I'm having a concert, or when I have to sing somewhere and record something, that sugar is just not good for me. Coffee is not good for me. Milk is not good for me. So I really have to take good care of my nutrition. No dairy products, no sugar. And I never drink alcohol. The only thing I sometimes do is I drink beer because it calms me a little bit. But when I sing, I really have to take good care of what I eat, definitely. And
yeah,
no meat. I don't eat any meat. I'm vegetarian. Mm. I just need light food. And it came naturally to me. I did not have to force myself into it. But I just realized that my voice stays clearer and when I eat consciously.
Mm-hmm. When you eat very light, foods filled with light, right? I think that we can often see that in the vegetables and the fruits, that they carry a lot of light energy. They are absorbing that energy while they're on the vine or when they're growing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for all our listeners who've been inspired by the music and who have been inspired also by your foundation work and the amazing project that you have, which is Beyond Music, if I'm correct, the new online platform. I was taking a look at it today. I thought, my goodness, such great artists. I actually saw, he's from Germany, Herbert Grönemeyer, and I was looking at Billy Childs, and of course Tina Turner's there too. And just it's never ending. It seems like it's growing so quickly. If you just launched this in 2018, I was blown away by how many wonderful artists there are that are going to be collaborating. Can you lead the listeners to a homepage where they're able to purchase your offerings or connect or maybe come and visit you at the beautiful yoga center that you have in Switzerland?
Yes, so there is the Beyond Foundation .org and the Beyond Music, the Beyond Music .org. Whenever you give in Beyond Music or Beyond Foundation, actually, or Beyond Singing, you will find the way to our pages. And it's just giving Beyond Singing, Beyond Foundation, Beyond Music, and then we will be there to read about what we are doing.
Yeah, you're doing a lot. I'm happy that you're singing all the time so that you have that energy, because I do believe that you're probably not sleeping so much. If I look at all the amazingly beautiful offerings that you have, I think you are chanting and humming and whistling 24/7. That's what I think, you know. Yeah.
I'm a good sleeper. I need a lot of sleep, so I get a lot of sleep. Don't worry.
Okay.
I need to be very effective. I need at least my 7 hours sleep. So.
Right.
Yes.
And do you like to also take naps? Are you a power napper?
Yes, I am, especially when I'm getting up at 5 in the morning for satna, for the rituals. Yes, I do.
Oh, beautiful. So we have a little bit of time left, and I have this beautiful sentence from your homepage. Actually, it's a sentence I think that you live all the time. And the sentence is basically love in action. And so what is what can you share not only about love in action, but what can each and every one of us do while we are in these times of change, or while we are in a time where many cultures are coming together? I mean, whether we like it or not, it has always been like that. There's big waves of migrations, there are different cultures, which is so beautiful. There's a lot of diversity. And if we're going to put love into action, how can each and every one of us do that in small ways? How is your experience just, you know, with your community? How are people reaching out so that we can bring the frequency of love onto our planet and actually to the Mother Earth and be there for each other?
Oh, I think if we start in our surroundings, as close as possible, let's say, the people who are living together, our families, or the postman, or whoever you connect with during the day, if you spread love and compassion and be interested in the other human being's well-being, then we fulfill already that line, love in action. For me, Tina Turner is an incredible inspiring person regarding this, because I observe her, how she is with her employees, how much she cares about them in her daily life, and wants them to be happy while working for her. She is always interested in the other person, wants to know what's going on in their lives, and wants to be part of their lives. And I think that it's about that, to be interested in the other people's lives more than in your own life, and constantly trying to go beyond your own ego, more looking towards the other person's well-being than your own well-being, and being on service. I'm coming from a yogic tradition, where the Sikh tradition, which has the credo, work hard, pray and serve. And the serving aspect of serving humanity, serving the other beings, is the purpose of life, why we are here, I believe. And yeah.
Yeah, I think that's so well said. I know that sometimes when we're all involved in our own problems, one of the easiest ways to heal those struggles or those problems is to serve. And that if we ourselves are looking for patience in some situation, then we can also look to a friend and give them and support them with patience. And then suddenly we've relaxed and learned the lesson. So when we start mm-hmm. to basically serve in ways, you know, if we ourselves might be a little bit hungry, then we can create a meal and give. And then this is how the abundance comes back, if we share our love in action, basically. And a great reminder, actually, to keep it close to home. Sometimes we get all bent out of shape with what's happening in countries that we might not have the ability to solve and serve, but we forget just simply saying hello to the postman, saying, you know, sending love and giving support to the children in the school next door is really mm-hmm. where it all starts, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Wow, Regula, I am so blessed to have had you today on the show. Voice Rising, for those of you that are tuning in for the very first time, this is the very first Voice Rising show, and I want to thank you so much for being with me today and sharing with us your insights and your wisdom on the voice path and on the path of sound consciousness and vibration and creating that sound world and that, you know, that sound mind and body that we all have. We all came with a beautiful life force that it's here to give love back. And I wish you continued success and to the moon and beyond. That's what I'm thinking, the beyond. Beyond is now part of my vocabulary, and that all the dreams that you have and all the amazing projects that you manifest, every one of them. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Cara, for the opportunity, and all the best. Every listener, lots of love. Bye.
Thank you. Much love. Bye-bye.